Soon our contestants will play a game about terrible band names, and we're looking at you, Hoobastank. But first, let's check in with them. Rebecca, after college, you worked in the bottom tier of a pyramid scheme?
Yes, that's correct. I was the bottom of the pyramid.
How come you never moved up a tier?
Honestly, I just didn't have the work ethic, according to the pyramid schemers.
It guilted you. Okay, what was the scheme? Water filters?
Oh, no. You had to, like, go around and, like, sell coupons business to business. I don't know. Maybe other people have been scammed in this, but it took me a little while. I was buying into it until I, you know, wasn't making any money.
And you took this because you were like, I need fast cash? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I graduated in the height of the recession, so there were literally no jobs except for pyramid schemes.
So, and how long did you do it?
Oh, only like 5 months, I think.
Only 5 months? That is a lifetime in a pyramid. Sam, in addition to teaching math, you coach the boys' basketball team.
That's right.
What is the greatest thing about being a coach for a middle school basketball team?
They just get so into the game. They're so emotional about it. I'm editing a highlight video right now for their season.
Yeah.
They didn't win a lot of games. So I thought a good consolation prize was to get a highlight video of all of their great accomplishments over the season. It's been really difficult.
Yeah.
I need more footage. I'm sorry, guys. They got a lot of heart, though. They play a lot of heart.
You can't have them just like running and like play the Rocky theme or just inspirational music behind it.
Yeah.
Very good. That is beautiful. Okay. So we've got an audio quiz for you called A Band by Any Other Name. And I imagine it's got to be tough to come up with a distinctive band name, right, Jonathan?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you write out all your ideas, and I went through a lot of options before I finally settled on just my name. Jonathan Colton, I wanted something catchy and memorable, and that's my name, so it stuck.
It's perfect. Yeah. I mean, and Guar was taken.
Yeah,
so,
obviously that's the second choice, yeah.
Always the second choice. So in this game, Jonathan and I will tell you one of the original names of a famous band, play you a small clip of that band's music. You tell us the band's current name. Sam, you won the last game, so you win this, and you go to the final round. Rebecca, you need to win this, or you have to get a Nickelback tattoo. Okay, where you get the tattoo is your choice, but I suggest side butt.
That's the best place.
Okay, first up, this seasoned girl group was initially called Touch. Sam.
It's my very favorite band, Spice Girls.
Spice Girls is correct. Who is your favorite Spice Girl, Sam?
Ginger Spice, of course.
Ginger Spice.
But she left, so I stopped listening after she left.
That was Jerry or something like that?
Yeah, Jerry
I can't
Hallowell.
Believe I know this, yeah.
With you.
I
wasn't kidding, by the way. It's my favorite band.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked Old Spice.
Old Spice.
Old Spice. I am surprised that we all were like, yeah, Baby Spice, that's cool. Grown woman dressed up as a baby in a girl band. We're just, yeah, it's fine.
It was the 90s. It was cool.
Yeah, it was all fine.
These spicy guys played two shows under the name Tony Flo and the miraculously majestic Masters of Mayhem. Dream of Californication. Rebecca.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's right.
This cool Philadelphia band began with a dorky name, The Square Roots. Sam.
The Roots.
Yeah.
It's a big stretch.
That is a big stretch. Right? Again, like the tonal difference between The Square Roots and The Roots, totally different.
I like the math name.
The Square Roots.
Yeah.
The squares would have been a bad choice.
They chose the better word.
They chose the right one, yeah.
These sweet 90s pop rockers initially dubbed themselves the Shrinky Dinks. Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed. Sam.
They should have stuck with the Shrinky Dinks, but I think it's Sugar Ray.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, this is your last clue. This group, not to be confused with a cable channel, once went by the name Second Nature.
TLC.
Rebecca, TLC is correct. That's correct. All right, Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
We have to say goodbye to Rebecca. Congratulations, Sam. You're moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll talk to Tim Daly from the series Madam Secretary, and I'll ask him what it's like to be on a CBS show that doesn't involve a graphic murder investigation every week. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.